This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today in reading passages from the Word of God, which teach us concerning prayer in the midst of great suffering and tribulation. Of course, these passages should not be interpreted to conclude that the only time we're to pray is when we're suffering. Far from that. But it certainly does teach us to pray in the midst of suffering. First of all, I call your attention to the reading of God's Word as found in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Jesus is speaking as he says these words, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, of whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" Notice how Jesus reasons with us. If human fathers, who are evil, will give good things to their children when they ask, why can we not have faith and confidence? Why can we not really trust that God, our Heavenly Father, will bless His children? After all, let us remember that God is perfect in goodness. There is no evil at all in God as there is in human fathers. And yet, if human fathers will answer the prayers of their children by giving them good things, how much more will the Heavenly Father give us good things if we ask Him in harmony with His will? Again, we find in Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20, these words, "Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." And again, in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of trouble." Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Again, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. You see, the Bible makes clear that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, of those who seek Him in faith, that is, who seek Him in obedience to His Word. And again we find, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And again, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts through Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. My friends, each of the passages which I have just read contains great comfort and assurance. Not a single one of us can read these passages in faith without being strengthened. I urge you to read again and again such passages as Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11, and Psalms 23, and many other such passages in the Bible. May God help you to turn to Him by turning to His Word in faith and obedience.